Hello, this is Molly Reamer with a brief introduction to the Goddess Magic Mystery School. And I just wanted to give you kind of a quick overview of what we offer here. So first and foremost, this is a shared community experience, primarily intended for people who are interested in sacred living, in art journaling, in goddess magic, in everyday magic, in earth-centered spiritual paths, in devotional living, in daily practice, but basically in seeing our lives and the world through the lens of the sacred ordinary and the magical everyday. And so I call myself a everyday mystic in the temple of the ordinary, and this community in many ways is meant for other everyday mystics in the temple of the ordinary, meaning that you have jobs and kids and commitments and you love standing on the earth and feeling that root of belonging and that chord of the sacred beating in your very own chest, that you love spotting crows flying over roadsides, and that you bow before pine trees, and that you fall to your knees in front of a beautiful rose and delight in the many, many, many treasures of this beautiful earth that we share. And so that's at the heart, is that community of devotion, of the perspective that we inhabit a powerful world, and we inhabit a beautiful world, and we inhabit a magical world, and that we're right here, feet on the earth, arms lifted to the sky, beneath the moon, cherishing our lives and where we are, and discovering that thread of the sacred, that thread of enchantment, that thread, that mysterious unfolding that wraps us all in its embrace. And so I come from a goddess-centered perspective, though this community is open to people from assorted faith backgrounds, just assuming that we have a shared interest in a contemplative, mindful, connected approach to spirituality and the planet. So in short, though, I offer content here on several devotional rhythms, daily, weekly, monthly, and annually. And so weekly, you get a live weekly community practice, which takes place right here on Patreon. So everything's takes place right here on the same. You can use an app, you can use the website, you can use a computer, you can use a mobile device, and you still have access to it. So a weekly community practice live, which is really powerful and one of the most special benefits of the Goddess Magic Mystery School. I do post replays, so you don't have to be there live. We usually have about 30 or so people who participate live. The only person who is on video is me, and then everybody else participates via the live chat, which is I find a really delightfully low impact, low stress way to have a live experience without feeling the pressure of being on camera or like you're going to be asked to speak. You can chat if you want to, you can type out what you want to say, or not, as attending to your own comfort level, and you can just carry, you can be outside, you can be working on, we have some people who paint while the live is going on. We have some people who work on journals. We have some people who I'm sure are folding laundry or taking care of kids or doing other things while they listen. So that happens every single week. Daily, the content varies, but you'll always get at least a couple of poems a week, because that's at the heart. I'm a poet and a writer and a priestess and a mystic. And so you do get poems at least a couple times a week. There's usually a printable for the week, but those printables and things like that are shaped by our monthly practices. So as far as monthly resources, we do have a live Zoom Simple and Sacred Circle every single month. That does take place on Zoom, so people are on camera and are invited to share if they want to. We have people each month, some who never speak, and that's totally fine. But those are really powerful rituals. I find that, not to pat myself on the back too hard, but I find that I really can create a multi-layered ritual experience via those circles that feels very much like participating in a face-to-face circle. I really bring the energy of a face-to-face circle into the an online circle via Zoom. So that is once a month. We usually have a seasonal holiday type of theme, but it's pretty, and we have a regular sort of format that we follow, but it is a multi-leveled ritual experience with journal prompts and music and time for community sharing and meditation and candle lighting and ritual and all those kinds of things. I do also, as an optional benefit, I do create seasonal ritual kits as well that are a separate purchase that sync up with those live community practices and live rituals. So monthly, you also get a Herbal Ally video, and this is actually, I should clarify, we're operating on an eight holiday wheel of the year this year. So really it's roughly every 6 weeks. I'm saying monthly, but it's roughly every 6 weeks. You get an Herbal Ally video. We also have a Crystal Ally and an Animal Ally. You get a monthly handbook that you can print out that is includes information, rituals, readings, poems, practices, all kinds of things. And then you also get a Story Goddess Oracle card that's printable with a matching bookmark to use in your journaling supplies. Monthly, I also create Book of Magic Days printables and oracle decks, so you get printable oracle decks for every month. And then So that's the monthly resources. And then for members at the Magic Mail tier, every 6 to 8 weeks, you also get physical mail in the mail that you don't have to, that's just included at the Magic Mail level. And that includes, this year it includes color Story Goddess Oracle cards, as well as sometimes stickers and other little things that I put in there. So Magic Mail comes in a flat envelope, except for at the very end of the year when you get a bigger surprise that is in a padded mailer instead of the flat envelope. And so that is the monthly benefit. Annually, there's usually some additional special bonuses like an audio book or a PDF poetry book or a compilation of some kind at the as an annual benefit. But in general, we operate on this daily, weekly, monthly devotional rhythm. There is usually a post for every day of the year. If that sounds like too much, remember you can pick what works for you and leave the rest. You don't have to listen to everything, read everything, watch everything, or do everything to still have a powerful connected experience. In fact, you could only do those community practice lives and have that be perfectly enough. You could only print out the Book of Magic Days Oracle deck for the month and have that be enough for you too. And essentially, this community really is a multi-leveled experience with lots to offer for whatever your interest level is. Monthly, there's also, or along the eight holiday wheel of the year, there's also a guided meditation that connects to the season, and that is a powerful addition. And then there's also a seasonal ritual outline that you get as well, so that you can anchor our shared community practices in your own personal magical practice. I always encourage people to modify things to the way that best works for them. I am not someone who is telling you how you have to do things. I am someone who is helping you create space for the sacred and for yourself in your own life, and carving out space to tend to the sacred in your own life, as well as becoming alert to the everyday magic that surrounds you, and hopefully live a life that feels more connected, more inspired, more intuitive, and more steeped in the sacred as your life unfolds. And so And yes, and also, like I said, every month you get resources to support you in a daily practice in and creating a sacred container for daily practice. And so that includes our ritual snapshot cards, which are little prayers, prompts, and practices, a monthly word deck of journal prompts that you can use, and as I mentioned, the monthly handbooks for magical practice as well. So many, many wonderful things to offer here in the Goddess Magic Mystery School, and I would love to have you join us. Thank you so much for listening. Keep living your magic. Bye-bye.